loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot. Julius. He scores!
Anthony for three.
Bang! That one goes down, and the game is tied.
Here's Durant moving on Tucker. He turns. He shoots. Yes!
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into another episode of Pick and Pod. I'm here, Chaz McAdams, my roommate and co-host Owen Kelty and Kurt Sipple all the way down in Brooklyn on a lazy Sunday, over halfway through the NBA season. A lot has happened, to be honest. In the second half of this NBA season, there's been a lot of changing narratives. A lot of things switching around, a lot of things going on. But first of all, I know how Owen's doing right now. Kurt, how you doing?
Not bad. I mean, I think I'm doing better than you guys today.
It's been a long day, long night. No, I don't think you should drink out of that water bottle that's been there for a couple of days. Nice little Zoom podcast.
Ow!
And then it hasn't been great for the Knicks lately either. As added on to everything else on top of how I feel today. So, not doing great.
Yeah, the Knicks are terrible.
Yeah, the Knicks have not been good. I know, Kurt, you're a big fan of the Knicks.
Big fan.
You know, Nets aren't doing too hot either right now, but yeah.
No, they've lost seven straight.
The Nets have lost seven straight?
I believe it's seven now, yeah. Seven or eight.
Wow, it reminds me of Fordham basketball. Anyway,
Eight games yesterday.
Fordham basketball's lost eight in a row. Nets will be there soon.
But two separate six-game losing streaks in the conference play.
New York sports are not – they're kind of in the gutter right now. They're really going straight.
There's
down
no one good except for the Yankees, and they're injury-prone. Francisco Alvarez just broke his hammy.
Jalen Brunson out for a while.
Yeah, he's out till when? Playoffs?
He's out for at least 2 weeks, and then he'll be reevaluated. But that injury is not good, and that's the reason they lost. They win that Lakers game if he doesn't get hurt.
Yes.
Well, they're playing too much Brunson hero ball at most.
That's
of
all it is.
Games.
I mean, that's the offense.
That's all we have.
So usually you can't win a game
if you're just playing. Mind.
Who's ever said that?
You say he's one of the best coaches in the NBA.
I think he's like a top 10 coach. I never said he's like generational.
We'll also roll back the tape. But I want to talk about something at that Lakers-Knicks game. Stephen A. Smith confronted by the GOAT, LeBron James. Stop talking about my son. Stop doing this, stop doing that. Kurt, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a little ridiculous. I mean, I understand it's the father kind of, you want to protect your son kind of thing. But if you're going to be a professional athlete, you got to be able to take the heat from the media. I mean, I understand that changing media landscape from the NBA media doesn't really care, like what you think. They just can say whatever they want. That's what like a lot of the narrative is nowadays. But like one thing's for certain: if you're going to be an NBA player, you need to be held to, and you're going to be held to NBA standards. And that's also being shouted out on First Take with some crazy points by Stephen A. Smith. That's just like a factor of life. So yes, LeBron has every right to be upset and like yell at Stephen A at a game, but overall, in my opinion, it's kind of cringe.
I agree. I don't think he even has a right to do it. I think that there's no way you can tell me that. Well, the only reason that Bronny is in this position is because LeBron made it so. LeBron or Bronny wouldn't be in this position where he didn't belong. I think we can all agree with that. He's had a terrible rookie year so far. And again, there are rookies. I'll say this, actually. There are rookies all over the league that are having similar years to Bronny. It's just Bronny, there are so many players that are in the G League now that went undrafted that had better prospect and better ceiling than Bronny. Bronny is in the position he's in because of his father, but he's not the only one that's disappointing on a two-way contract. I mean, Zachary Sacher, Alex Saar, I would call them two bigger disappointments than Bronny James, and they were the number one and number two pick that year.
I mean, I'm not really expecting anything from Bronny. The only thing I would say that LeBron was like in the right on this one was what Stephen A said when he was talking about how LeBron's like a horrible, been a horrible dad putting him in this situation. I thought that was a little unfair,
The horrible dad is
I
crazy.
still think the LeBron, like you're gonna be in the NBA, like Bronny's gonna have to take the heat. Like I don't think you could say he's been a disappointing like player. I mean, he had no expectations really. The guy was like a 55th pick, and everyone knows he's only in the league because who his dad is. But I mean, going during a game and saying something to Stephen A, I thought it was kind of ridiculous, unnecessary.
It was a performance act. I mean, he knew all the cameras were there.
Yeah, he knew everyone would
It's
see him go over there, and then he knew it would be like circulating headlines again.
It
Because
was
he's
all a
doing stats
performance.
in the G League. He's averaging 21 points in the G League, but like Jakob Toppin goes down to the G League and scores 40 every once in a while. So I don't think he would even be like Bronny is. I personally don't think he'll ever turn out to be a rotational NBA player. And the fact that like LeBron is going to get upset about people saying that, I think is he's in the wrong for that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think there's no way that you could, because it's not even that like LeBron's son happens to be in the NBA. LeBron's son is in the NBA because of him, right? So that you can't be mad at Stephen A for talking about your son when you're the reason he's in the position to be talked about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Especially
I think LeBron just has to accept that.
that was
You're
also
also
during
just
the game. Like that Knicks game was close, and he left during a huddle. Like it wasn't like he did it after the game or like at halftime. Like
it was
it was
crazy.
clearly to like make a scene because then they were down at that point in the game, and he's leaving the huddle in the middle of a timeout to go say something to Stephen A. Like, and that was like that game too. Like both teams were clearly taking that like as a serious game. And then for him to just be going up and talking to Stephen A. I felt like. Draw like it's more stuff about the problem with some of the NBA stuff. It's like away from taking away from the game to make it more like theatrics based.
And also, it's just like you're in the biggest media, if not the biggest media sports market in the world. And like you can't expect to not be criticized. I mean, it's just what it is. You're paid. Bronny's paid how much money guaranteed as a
Yeah,
rookie? I think it's
guaranteed, I think, which is the highest ever for a second round
like
pick or
$7 million or something like that guaranteed in his career.
yeah. And that's the
So,
highest I
like,
think I was ever guaranteed for a second
yeah.
round pick.
So, my point is like, you cannot expect to not be criticized when you're getting paid that much money guaranteed as a second round pick, that no one has any expectations for, that you should just be sitting in the G League, and you should be criticized. You should be criticized to the fullest extent like anybody else. If Jokic has a bad night, Stephen A. Smith can call him out on the show to tomorrow, and Jokic can just accept it, and he could be upset about it. Bad example, because Jokic doesn't care. But like,
So 30, 20, and 20 then.
yeah, we have,
Yeah.
that was our next topic.
Yeah, sorry.
Natural
Course.
transition, Kurt. Yeah. Finish your point.
No. We can go to Jokic after this, because we're talking. I'm watching the OKC Denver game right now, and they're really playing a really good brand of basketball, and it's because Jokic is an MVP again.
All about TV.
Is
61.
that on
60.
ESPN? Yeah.
I'll turn it on.
Yes.
It's on
That's it.
ABC. ABC.
Why did you do it?
The 61-60 halftime is crazy. That's a crazy score. No defense being played in that one.
No, not at all. But again,
58.
it's just
Oh,
because Jokic is 15 points and he's just been really good. He has 5 assists and 2 blocks and 8 rebounds already. That's in a half. And I mean, he put up those crazy numbers with, I think it was how many points the triple double Jokic had. One second.
he had his first triple double, and I think with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then he had a second triple double throughout the rest of the game. Like, I think he had like 15, 10, and 10 or something like that at like 6 minutes to go in the third. And he ended up finishing with 30,
20
20,
and
and
20.
20. Like, that is
Yeah.
on battle for the MVP today.
It's
Man.
the
No,
first
I don't
ever.
think it should even be a battle. It's so clearly Jokic to me.
I mean, Shea's got 20 right now.
He's so overrated.
It's
Shea's
so
not.
Jokic, that Jokic game, he had 31 points. He shot 13 for 22, 3 for 7 from the field. He had 21 rebounds and 22 assists, 3 steals in all those minutes that he played. That's insane.
And
That's
that's
the
only
MVP.
in 45 minutes,
How
too.
is he's had so much of a better season than Shea? It's not close.
I
It's
wouldn't
not
say that,
even
but
close.
Shea, okay, but Shea
It's not
turned,
close.
the OKC Thunder into what they are right now, the team that is
Sure.
10 games over everyone else in the
Imagine
entire NBA.
that Nuggets team without Jokic. They're
No, I
not.
don't disagree with you, but Jokic has been that for the last how many years now?
Five,
Five? Yeah.
29.
5 years.
Yeah, let's just say 5 years, not a math major, goes to school for journalism.
Yeah, no, for math.
I'm just saying, like, in general, that's how influential this guy is. He's been
And he
like this. He
probably
won
should
them
have
a
another MVP
championship.
over Embiid.
Oh,
Yes. So
yeah, he should have four-peated.
he should be going for his fourth MVP right now.
This he is going for his fourth.
He's
He's
third now.
he has
No,
three.
this is his third.
No, he has three. He has three.
Let's see. One second.
He has three right now. I know, guys. Stop. 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 Stop.
Oh,
It's
yep,
fine.
I'm washed. My bad, my bad. Yeah.
Yep, you're
Chaz is
both done.
right.
His fourth
Yep, you're both done.
MVP.
You're both done.
Wow.
He's one of seven players to ever do it. It's
I don't think he's gonna
and
win it though.
it's MJ, LeBron, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, not Shaq, Wilt, Bill Russell, or no, not Wilt. It's Bill Russell, Moses Malone, and Jokic are the seven.
Well, Jokic isn't getting his fourth this year.
And
I think
Moses Malone will get his
it's gonna be
fourth.
similar to like they're gonna give it to Shai because Shai
No,
hasn't had
voter
one and
fatigue.
he's a
No, no,
younger.
no, no, no,
Yeah,
no,
but
no.
no, but Jokic is so clearly having a better season
Are
in
you
my
kidding me? Voter fatigue on the guy who is literally having the best season, and he's the only reason why this Nuggets team has been
I
anywhere
mean, it's
close
who
to
the
the top
no,
of the league.
I mean, it's a
Embiid,
valid thought process, but there's no way they can't rob him twice.
the way it's been, but also bouncing around from Giannis to Embiid to Jokic, like they had these guys at what point, like one point, have deserved a three-peat, but like they always give it to the guy who didn't have one.
No,
Like
Jokic has
last year
three.
wasn't close because Jokic was so much better. But then,
Yeah.
like when Giannis and Jokic were close, they like threw it to Giannis because or threw it to Jokic because that was one of his first ones.
Right.
So like, we've seen it. Like Jokic probably or Giannis probably deserved the
Magic Ray.
third
Oh,
MVP, but they
Magic
gave
Ray.
it to Jokic because he didn't have one yet. So I think that will happen again this year with Shai. Because Shai, I mean, they're close. Like Jokic said, they're both having amazing seasons, but like it's closer than like I think you're making it out to be.
No. Jokic is having
I
one of the best seasons in NBA history.
mean, I think he's the MVP. I just don't think he'll win it.
Bang.
I think he'll win it. I mean, I don't see a reason why he can't win it.
He's three.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean,
I
he
know.
still
I
probably
understand
has.
Owen's hesitant. Oh, good move. I understand Owen's hesitancy. That footwork is ridiculous. Because voter fatigue has been a plague of for Jokic. LeBron even has been the victim. Shaq. There's a reason that Steve Nash has two MVPs. There's a lot that goes into these guys when they're talking about, because you want the award to bounce around. It's just better for the league when there's more MVPs in it.
I don't
Also,
disagree with you, but I think it, I this
I
is
think
just an
this year is
opinion. I
very
know it's just
clearly
what it
Jokic.
is, yeah.
I think he's
But
clearly MVP. I think he could get screwed.
and I think he's clearly also just probably the best player in the NBA right now.
Yes.
And the Thunder, but also the Thunder are gonna finish with the best record in the NBA. Probably close to it.
The Thunder and the Cavs are pretty close right now.
They're one game apart right now. The Cavs are 53 and
Yeah.
10, and the Thunder are 52 and 11, so
Oh, it can only matter from there. But like, they're just ridiculous, both of those teams. The Cavs are on a 13-game
they
winning
just clinched the
streak.
playoff spot, I think, last night.
The Cavs did, yeah.
Yeah. With 20 games to go, they clinched a playoff berth.
They could sit everyone if they want and still probably be at the top of the league at the end.
Yeah, they're 7.5 ahead of the Celtics. They probably will start resting guys soon, relatively soon.
Definitely Garland.
Maybe,
Definitely Garland. He's so
yeah, but he's
fragile.
been so bad in the playoffs. I feel like giving him more time off to have him go into the playoffs, that would not be a great idea.
It's not
Sure.
wrong.
I mean, because in the first round, because the play-in messes it up, they'll probably be playing the Heat. Probably make it end up being the 8 seed.
You need the heat.
It'll be 8 over the Magic. Magic, they lost Jalen Suggs for the year. Paolo's
Oh,
been in and
man.
out and
Franz has been
bad.
so good.
So it'll probably be, yeah. I mean, Cavs Heat, they're going to sweep the Heat. So they really don't have any
I
competition
think
for
the
the
Heat
second.
could steal a game.
Magic though, Cavs Magic. The Magic lost in seven last year, but
The Cavs were so injured though last year with when they played the Magic. I think
Cavs are
that was
just
on Jared
Cavs. You think
Allen.
the Cavs can compete for an NBA championship?
I don't think so.
This
Why?
year, you don't think they can?
A healthy
They didn't even
Cavs
have their
team.
centers last year.
Yeah, but the team is like they don't have any like playoff like draw. We talk about this every time. Like Garland hasn't showed up. Mobley hasn't showed up. Only guy that shows
I
up is
can't.
Mitchell, and like
It's true.
still have to
Last
beat
year they also didn't have
the
their
Celtics.
in interior guys. Don't get me wrong, the Celtics are definitely
gonna win
Are they
the NBA
both?
final. The Celtics are definitely gonna win the NBA finals. How you're
Well,
gonna
no, I'm not going to say that because I still believe in the Cavaliers, but
No way you think the Cavs can beat the Celtics in a 7-game series, bro.
I think it could be close. I don't think it's going to
Ah.
be close. You
Oh,
think there's no way that it's
five,
close?
six, 5 games, 6 max.
It's ridiculous. I don't think so.
That's
There's no way. You can keep telling me that they're playoff droppers. It doesn't matter how much they could be playoff droppers in general. These guys, they were injured all of last year. All of the last year's playoff run, they were injured. If they're fully healthy right now and they just rolled through the NBA, I'm just saying.
shocked that the Cavs will roll through the playoffs though. Like
I
I
just.
think they're still going to struggle. Also, the East is weak. Like, I mean, besides the top three, the Cavs and Celtics and Knicks, and then
Well, the
like
Knicks.
what?
Oh, the Knicks.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, if Brunson
The
comes
playoff
back,
risers.
the playoff risers,
Yeah.
then I mean, yeah. I mean, if Brunson comes back, but it's those three. I mean, the Bucks have 35-year-old Dame and Brook Lopez, who I mean, you always can rely on Giannis, but Bucks, Pacers, Pistons, Hawks, like none of those teams are
Pistons are
scary.
scary.
Pacers are still winning.
Pistons are
What?
scary.
The Pistons? I think they're right. They
Yes.
have no
They could
experience.
take you to like six, but
They have
I
no
don't think
experience.
anyone besides those three at the top are any competition for
I
the Blazers at
think
all.
they're a comp. I think they're a very well constructed team. I love the way they play basketball. They play like a college team. They play hard and fast. They play really good defense. They have one of the highest paces in the league. I just think experience matters so much, and they have none. They don't know how to win in the playoffs because they haven't been in that position before.
Sometimes that works though. That helps having the. I mean, look
It
at the
does help
Hawks.
because it's no
Hawks
stress.
in 2021. That was an all very
They had a
young
cake. They
team.
had a
They made a run to the
cakewalk in
conference finals.
2021.
What's up?
They had a cakewalk in 2021.
I mean, that was not a great Knicks team. Then they beat the. Who'd they beat? Oh, then they beat the.
One
To get
second.
to who did they lose to? They lost to the. Oh, they beat the Sixers. That was Ben Simmons, and then they lost to
And
the
then they
Bucks.
beat, and then they beat the but
Yeah,
they beat the Sixers.
and they only beat the Sixers because of the whole Ben Simmons thing. They really didn't
Right,
play well in
pretty
that series.
much.
Yeah, so there's really no one. I mean, the Pistons I think could make it. They would like they're a tough team. I don't
They
know
are
if you saw
tough.
like, the Isaiah Stewart and Curry thing last night, but every time Isaiah Stewart has a highlight, it's for
Fighting
anything but
someone.
basketball.
That's what he does. That's what he does best.
He's a dog, though.
That's what PJ Tucker's going to
He's an
bring to the
enforcer.
Knicks.
He's only on a 10-day PJ, so let's keep it down for a little bit.
Yeah, but like a vet like that on
He's
a 10
also
day,
old.
I feel like he's going to sign for the rest of the season because why would he be willing to do like a 10 day to sit on the bench for just 10 days and not just keep starting, like staying with the team for the rest of the season?
I don't hate PJ Tucker. I mean, like, I've watched what he did against the Nets in 2021, where he just bothered Kevin Durant the entire time.
Yeah, I don't think he's
But
played since 2021. I think he's just
he's
bad.
not gonna be like he's never gonna be like that again. He's
Oh, he's
not
not
that good. He's
playing.
not. He's yeah.
But they
So
need
like,
some. They next need some toughness, and they lost a lot of that when they lost Randle. They needed some of that toughness back, and I think PJ Tucker will help with that.
absolutely.
Especially a guy like Cat who needs that. Like he needs someone to like Anthony Edwards helped a lot with that when they were both in
Well, because
last year.
Cat can't play defense.
Cat cannot play defense, which is now.
Neither can Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, but well, now we don't. Cat needs to step up these next like 3 or 4 weeks.
Know who needs to step up for the Knicks now? Now it's
Mikal
time
Bridges.
for Mikal Bridges.
To
I
show
said that
up. That's
yesterday on
important.
one-on-one. It's Mikal Bridges' turn now. He got the he has the he has the ball now. He could do everything he did with the Nets even more on the Knicks now that he has the ball and he could perform.
Yeah,
He can play the
he'll be
perimeter
the
defense.
primary ball handler. I mean the Clippers game that I was close for a while and then they fell apart at the end there. It's just without Brunson, they're like there's no game plan in the fourth quarter. I don't know. Did you watch that Lakers game, Curry? Like those two out of timeout plays at the end of the game for to draw up, it was tied to go to overtime. The play was Brunson figured something out and they doubled Brunson early and it looked like no one had any idea what to do and Josh Hart ends up dribbling the ball out. And
Pretty
then
much.
later in the game, after Brunson gets hurt, they call a timeout to drop a play down three and like or down two, I think, at the time. And a Deuce McBride contested step back jumper. Like there was no play there.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world right now that I'm seeing people on Twitter saying that it's Deuce McBride's turn to take the step. take a leap. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
As
Why
a
would
starting
it be
point
Dootes
guard,
over
yeah.
Mikal Bridges? Just why?
No, I think it's more like for the Deuce McBride to take the leap as a player instead of just as like take replace Brunson. I think everyone knows that Mikal Bridges is gonna have to step up and replace that scoring. But you really need like Deuce McBride. This is a chance to really like make a name for himself as a starting point guard in the NBA because his whole thing has been he's a combo guard that's a really good defender and can shoot that comes off the bench. Like he can prove now that he is a point guard. So I think that's more what he needs to step up for. Otherwise, they got to give Tyler Kolek a chance because
I think,
he's a.
well, Tibbs doesn't like to give those guys a chance,
I know, but
especially
Tyler
now.
Kolek's like a true point guard. And they need that right now because Campaign too is a shoot first kind of guy. They don't really have a Brunson replacement. What
Campaign is not your
going into the
point
year was the
guard.
biggest thing is if Brunson gets hurt, we're screwed. So now we're gonna see if Cat and Mikal can step up. Which I mean, I know how you feel about Mikal. I don't know if you probably hope he does.
I have no bad feelings. This is what Ben was trying to tell me yesterday, that he was just like, you want him to fail. No bad feelings for Mikal Bridges.
But
Don't want him
fail
to fail.
Bridges.
I'd like to watch him get better again, but like, you can't put up a triple single and not expect me to say something about it when he just like, when they thought that he was going to be something so wonderful, and he literally is just not doing anything. He not doing anything that he was brought in for.
Yeah, I mean the defense is probably one of the most the defense is disappointing.
Yeah,
You have he finished second in the Defensive Player of the Year in 2021, I think it was.
Hell.
When he was a son? Oh, I
Yeah.
guess.
No, he was the Sun. That's their championship.
Yeah.
He was second in DPOY?
Yeah, I think
No.
so.
He was up
I
there.
think maybe.
No way he was top three. No way.
One of the best defensive players in the year, league that year.
Yeah, I mean,
2021. One
assuming
second.
Rudy won it that year. Rudy wins it every year.
He's a great
Well,
defense.
Rudy's
He's a beast.
playoff choker. Another guy doesn't show up in the playoffs. It's actually abused in the playoffs.
Middle of those
Yeah,
on
but
the Celtics. He's
Bridges' defense, it does need to improve. I mean, he's had a lot of good stretches of defense,
Elijah Gray.
but his offensive game has not been there most of the year.
Elijah Gray is
No,
so
yeah,
good.
definitely.
Part of the reason too, though, they traded all that stuff for him is because, like, with how strict the new CBA is, his contract fits perfectly under it for being a contending team. Plus, it was a trade with the Nets, so you're always gonna have to give up extra. So I think, like,
I don't think
looking
it was
back on
the
it, I
trade
still
with the
don't
Nets for
think it.
extra.
What?
I don't think it was because of the trade for the Nets for extra. I think it was legitimately because it was they had that value because he was a all-star, like an all-star candidate when he was with the Nets at that point. Also, Chaz, he was second in MVP voting behind Marcus Smart.
DPOY, not MVP. Good looks though.
Sorry, yeah, my brain went to MVP.
Wow, that was a
I
guard year, huh? There was no
know the two
centers in there.
perimeter guys. Well, there was probably Rudy and them two. Let's go on our
Rudy, it
text.
was Marcus Smart, Mikal Bridges, Rudy, Bam Adebayo, Jaren Jackson Jr. that
Nice.
year.
Who won it though?
Marcus Smart.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to hear you say it.
All right, buddy. I'm down. He's not there anymore.
Yeah,
Marcus
I
Smart's like
know.
barely
We
in the league
won a
anymore.
ring. Yeah, I know, because we are him so good. So there's a certain sense on my end that Mikal Bridges, obviously we've seen him do it before, and that's after that KD trade when the Nets went 11 and 13 after the All-Star break, and they went really, really well that season. Or not really well, but they just exceeded expectations beyond belief.
Went to the playoffs, yeah.
And well, I mean, that was because of the cushion that KD got you.
Doesn't matter. Still went to the playoffs.
Mikal Bridges won one playoff game.
That's
Yeah.
true.
It's 3 points,
He
right?
played really well. So I don't like, I'm just letting you know, like, it's not just because of the cushion or anything like else. Like,
My
he was a
God,
legitimate,
I think
like,
the problem is we don't draw up like the offense for the Knicks is literally just it's Brunson, Cat, pick and roll. Everyone else just stand on the 3 point
it's a spread
line,
pick and roll. It's such a
and
boring
Tibbs
offense.
doesn't change the menu. Tibbs doesn't change the
It
menu.
doesn't
He has
involve
a set
Bridges is not
menu and it
involved at
doesn't
all.
change.
The only way Bridges gets involved is if it gets kicked out to him for a three, a catch and shoot three, or kicked out to him and he can make an ISO play. They don't run offense right now. Which is a problem when because in the net when he was with the Nets, I mean he was the number one guy. And now
Yeah.
he's kind of been resorting back to that Suns role, which was just three and D. which is after 3 years or 2 years of not doing that, expecting him to do that at a high level of like a Michael Porter Jr. is not going to work.
Yeah.
Like the offensively, Michael Porter Jr. obviously, not defensively. But like I mean, with him being the number one option now, or I guess behind Cat instead of the three option, we'll see how it goes. Didn't really work against the Clippers, but that was also, I mean, the injury happening on a West Coast trip is probably the worst case scenario.
Yeah. It
Because
couldn't get much worse.
I mean, you're across the country, and then like none of the guys really even wanted. They have three more games on this West Coast trip. They're 0-2 to start. They got the Kings, the Trailblazers, and then the
I think they should
Warriors.
just, I said they should have just sent him back to the East Coast and just got it looked at and repaired so he could be back as sooner as possible.
I think, I mean, West Coast trip, I mean, these last three, they should beat the Kings, they should beat the Blazers without Brunson. But no, I mean, that Warriors game is going to be tough one. That'd be
Warriors are
Cat
really
and Draymond.
good.
But you're Mr. Banger Tweet over here.
Yeah, hey. That
Yes,
ratio is
sir.
insane.
It's over 200
60 likes and 200. You should
million
see some of
retweets.
the you should see some of the quote tweets that were on that
Really hating on
post.
you?
And on
No, not
Draymond.
hating on me,
Hating
hating
on
on
Draymond.
Draymond. Yeah, it's like all of them are quote tweets. It's
Yeah,
just
it's
everybody
crazy.
hating on it's everyone hating on Draymond.
Did you
And
get
I
the
never
first video
realized.
out?
I might have gotten the first video out. That might have been wait,
Did you
shout out
tweet
to
it?
Chris
You did you
Percinet.
tweet it in the room?
Oh yeah, shout out to
Yeah,
Chris
that's always the
Percinet.
method.
Because he was the one that he quote tweeted it under a Nick video.
Who did?
And
Knicks News?
Chris Percyainen.
Oh.
Yeah,
Did Knicks
he
News
brought
retweet
he
it?
blew it up too. I don't think so. I didn't see it.
I'll get him
But
on. I'll get on that. I'll get him on that. Yeah,
yeah,
also
man.
Draymond's comment, those were so bad.
He didn't care. I mean, he didn't care. And I mean, I think it's just how his personality is. I'm not gonna lie. He wants to make people angry. So that's what he did. He doesn't care about who likes him, who doesn't.
Yeah,
So I
I
mean,
mean, it was
that's kind of.
definitely intentional, but he's just a bad guy. It is what it is.
Yeah,
But
he knows what he's doing.
I think that's gonna do it for us this week on Pick and Pod. Always a great time talking ball with you boys. The Knicks, their future unsure. The Nets, I'm afraid their future is a little too sure. But we will see. New York basketball, if you want to talk it, if you want to listen to it, you know where to find us. We'll see you next week on WFUV Sports Pick and Pod.